you know what? We're fortunate to live in the communities that we live in because there's so many different things going on.
Oh my gosh,
and our folks
really is.
From the City of Rock Hill are here.
I love seeing Hope Matthews in the house along with Lori Helms from City of Rock Hill Parks, Recreation, and Tourism. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Hey, it's nice to see you both.
Hi, guys. Nice to be here.
I guess we're getting ready for the second annual Pump House Run, which I think Lucas is checking his calendar to see if he can do.
Yes, hopefully. I did my trail run, so I've got that out of the way, and I kayaked down the Catawba River on Saturday, so I'm going to combine them, hopefully, on this adventure run. But this is a really cool run. Tell folks, it's on Saturday, June the 10th, and it's right here in Rock Hill.
That's right. It's Saturday, June 10th. The first wave of kayakers will head down the river at 8 a.m., and one of the things I always like to remind people about this race is it's a fundraiser for our Nature Navigators Fund.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
which really focuses on getting people outdoors. So what better way to get outdoors than to paddle and run on the same day? And also, June 10th happens to be National Get Outdoors Day.
Oh, very nice.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
And so your acronym, All Outdoors, is really... That's what encompasses your entire year.
That's right. All Outdoors stands for Active Living and Learning Outdoors. And this is part of our programming to support that.
And you guys do such a great job of providing so many different things. So if folks are not familiar with this, they'll paddle, 3 miles down the Catawba River?
That's right. You put in at Riverwalk and paddle downstream to River Park. And at River Park, you transition from kayaking to running. And we do have people there to take care of your kayaks while you're doing the run.
That's one of my questions.
We call them.
A little label on it?
Yeah.
We do.
Okay.
We do, actually. Your kayak is labeled.
No doubt.
Yeah, and we call those people our kayak sitters. So they stay at River Park and watch over the kayaks until you come back to collect it. So then there's a 5K run from River Park back to River Walk. And this is really only the second year that we've been able to do this since that trail has been connected.
Nice.
From the two parks, yes.
Did you get to go out and see the spider lilies out on around Lansford Canal this year?
This year I did not. This year I did not, but I've heard they're spectacular as ever.
No doubt. Is it still in bloom? Are they still going?
I think so. I think it's until you might have one more weekend. It's like mid-May through the 1st of June, I believe. But you can go to the Parks Rec, the state. State Park System website, and they'll have all that stuff on
there.
Cool.
But that's not the area where they're going to be kayaking.
No, we're way upstream from there.
Okay. Well, that's pretty neat. So then how many miles or K is it part of the run?
It's an approximate 5K from River Park to River Walk, and part of the trail is under construction this year, which is good news because we're getting an improved trail. And what it means for the Pump House River Run is that a portion of the run is going to be on natural surface trails that are part of the River Park trail system.
Great. Oh, nice. And if folks don't have a kayak, there are a couple of ways they can still take part in it.
That's right. Yeah. If you go to the race website, it is cityofrockhill.com/PHRR.
Okay.
Stands for Pump House River Run.
Okay.
And on that website, there are a couple of outfitters that are listed that are available to do rentals and things. And there is also a paddleboard division.
Nice.
Yes. So if you want to.
Is that a stand-up thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. If you want to do stand-up paddleboard and then run, that's the first wave. We run the race in waves because we can only put about 50 people on the river at a time.
Sure.
Oh. And just so you know, there's also the Rock Hill Fire Department provides our on-water safety. So the Swift Water Rescue Team is out there just on standby just in case anything happens. Although last year nobody needed any help. And we also have some EMTs, emergency medical folks, up and down the trail. And the Riverwalk Cycling Club, they provide trail escort services. So they come out and they ride their bike up and down the trail. They volunteer for us.
In case a runner has a problem or something along those
lines. That's right.
Lines.
That's
oh,
right.
So nice.
And they carry radios to let us know. And then afterwards, there's a party in the Pump House parking lot. So the Pump House is providing a band, and we've got people selling food and beverages.
Nice.
And so while you're waiting for all the waves of the race to finish, you can come over, get something, get
love
something
it.
To
what
drink,
a gorgeous
something
place.
To eat.
No kidding.
Yeah. I think that's so neat.
That's so great.
I love the history that goes along with the Pump House. It's just so nice to even just see part of Rock Hill's history right there.
That's right.
Be a part of it.
That's right.
Do you have volunteers or need for volunteers for this run?
We are still looking for a few volunteers, mostly with the moving kayaks.
Right. We need kayaks.
Yeah, they need kayak sitters. I asked, do we feed and water them?
Very
the
nice.
Kayaks, not the sitters.
Yeah, hopefully the kayaks will be plenty wet by the time they get
that's
down to
true.
River Park.
I guess we're transitioning over to Lori Helms with needing volunteers for the BMX event coming up in July. Big,
yes.
big thing for us.
Yes, absolutely. We are definitely looking for volunteers. There are a lot of different ways people can help, no matter what your skill or interest. Our website for the event, whether you're trying to buy tickets or volunteer or just get information, is rockhillscbmx.com. Mm-hmm. So check that out. But, yeah, that event's coming in July. The racing will be the 25th through the 29th, but we even need volunteers prior to that time as well. So very exciting. So
how did we do with our picture? We were wondering.
Yeah. Oh, I heard you talking about that earlier. Yeah. Thank you so much for following that. The numbers ended up being about what you mentioned earlier, about 1,500 for the and this is the National Recreation Parks Association magazine. About 1,500 for the Rock Hill photo. The closest one was about 800. It was 13 photos.
Yay. And is that the final vote? Or
yeah, that
we
was
just
the final vote.
Cool.
Yeah. The NRPA actually announced it on their Facebook page Friday shortly after 3 p.m., when the contest was over. And what we found out is the young lady in the photo, her name is Carly, because her mom posted when she saw it on Facebook. And her daughter is going to be competing this summer in the World Championship. And I forget, I think they might be from Indiana. I can't remember. Okay. So not super local, but anyway, that was really fun.
Oh,
so
cool.
We're excited. And the cover is the July cover of the magazine. So we'll have to bring it in.
Yeah. Let us know
when
it's
out. Show you guys.
Yeah, bring it to our lobby in the great room.
Very excited. Thanks to everybody that voted. And I think it went over the top when we put it out to the BMX community, especially, all the international folks that are looking forward to the event this summer. So,
well, the pools are going to open here soon. Here we're going to get to the beginning of June.
Yeah,
and
it's
have
about
some fun.
Time for that, isn't it? Actually, this Saturday, June 3rd, of course, we're here talking about all our June stuff we have going on at Parks, Recreation, and Tourism. So June 3rd is when they open. We do have four city pools here in Rock Hill, if people are not familiar with that. And the cost is very reasonable, 75 cents for a child, young person. And $2 for an adult to enjoy just
really
to get in for the afternoon and enjoy the pool. So check those out.
Have you been to a concert at Fuel Park yet this year? I guess you kind of go to each of them.
You're
sort of assigned to those things.
Yeah, try to. The one this month is Chris Holder. He's performed for us before. He's a local musician. He's awesome. He just does a little mix of everything. He will do some James Taylor. He'll do some country stuff, just some kind of from the 60s on to current hits. So
nice.
He's fantastic.
Neat.
That is at Fuel Park, 6:30 on Tuesday, June 13th. So it's the second Tuesday of every month. And they're free. So just bring your blanket, your chairs, your dinner, whatever you want, and just sit back and enjoy. So.
And there are a ton of camps, too, right, that kids can get involved in?
Absolutely. And we still have openings in a number of them.
Okay.
Some of our arts camps actually at Fuel Park. And all, in fact, it's kind of one-stop shopping. If you go to cityofrockhill.com/PRTcamps, you can get all that information. One thing that kind of combines camps and athletics together that we do still have registration for is we have some summer athletics now. I think this is our second or third season or summer of doing that. So in the summers, we're offering volleyball for ages 7 to 12, flag football, same ages, 7 to 12, and then some soccer clinics. So we've been taking registration for that a couple weeks already. Mm-hmm. So get in this week, Cherry Park or Manchester Meadows. You can also come to City Hall to register for those. So.
Excellent. Another thing happened at Cherry Park is we're going to see the Star Wars Force Awakens coming up at night.
I know.
Under
Everybody
the stars.
Loves the Star Wars movies, don't they?
They love really them. Do.
And I think the movies in the park or the nighttime movies are really fun because you can, some parents will bring their kids in their PJs. They're ready for bed.
Oh, nice.
And you bring the blanket and the pillow and whatever and just chill out and watch the movie. But that is coming Saturday, June 17th. And we started off with games. So if you come at 7:30, we'll have, hula hoops and balls and all kinds of things. You can just kind of like a little field day thing you can do with your parents and our staff. So that starts at 7:30. The movie starts at 9.
Yeah.
Admission is free, but bring some change. We'll have some snacks and things that you
can
buy. So, just bring your chair, your blanket, whatever.
Under the stars. And any movie is so much better. It's like food. Food is always better when it's eaten outside,
I
think.
Right.
So a movie
a
is the same way.
Yeah, we always try to pick movies that are really popular. Mm-hmm. They've come out in the past few years, and people just, they want to see it again, and that's a fun environment. So.
cool. And we're going to do the community bike ride. Hope Matthews, do you do part of the touring with the community bike ride stuff that happens? It's coming up on June 16th.
Yes, that that is also part of the All Outdoors program area. And these are just ways to introduce people to some of the bike routes and places that they can ride around town. And also, sometimes I think, you know, parents are a little bit hesitant to get their kids out on the road.
Yeah. You're right.
And so when you have a group to ride with, you're much more visible, and we help people with the road crossings and all those kinds of things. So the next one is coming up on Friday, June 16th at 6 p.m., and it's going to be an Old Town Rock Hill ride.
Okay.
And that ride will meet at City Hall in the Hampton Street parking lot. They're free. And we also have loaner bikes available.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah. Well, this is a good opportunity to get inside the minds of some of these cyclists. If you've got questions about your own bicycle or about if you're starting it with your family, to really have that one-on-one question.
Yeah, and we also have other programs throughout the year that really highlight the different cycling facilities around town. So you can keep an eye out for those. We just finished what we called the Biking Bonanza.
Yeah.
You know, and families had the opportunity to go to the Criterium. They had the opportunity to go to the BMX. Track, the velodrome, and learn, oh, and the mountain bike course as well. So they learned about all the different styles of biking and how to get into each field. And so that was a really great program. And I believe some of our cycling staff have other programs like quarterly. Mm-hmm. They want to start doing these things quarterly.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, I'll check it out at cityofrockhill.com/PRT. Lori, we're going to get ready for after school programs soon. Ugh, don't even say it.
Yeah, I know. It seems like each year the registration for that starts a little bit earlier and earlier, but you know, it's good. If you go ahead and get that in place, it's off your mind all summer. You can lounge by the pool or on the beach and know that it's all taken care of. And when the school year does come back around, you've got your child, you know, in a spot. So we are making those plans. So look for that soon on our website as well.
All right. Laurie Helms, Hope Matthews, thanks for joining us from the City of Rock Hill. One more.
Yeah,
yes, Kelly.
Yeah,
yes, absolutely.
Yes.
One more thing about the Pump House River.
Yeah, yes.
Oh, yes. Coming
online
up.
Registration closes June 6th at 5 p.m.
Okay.
And then we'll have on-site registration the day of the race starting at 6 a.m. So if you miss the online registration,
you don't get a shirt.
Well, you might get a shirt. You won't get your choice of size.
Okay.
That's important.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Sign up before the 6th,
right?
Right? Yes.
That's right. So, Lucas, get your registration.
Yes, I will. I will.
Yeah. And then, like I said, the day of the event, we'll have on-site registration at 6 a.m. And certainly, even if you're not interested in paddling or running or doing any of that crazy stuff, then you can come out and just watch and enjoy.
It will be a lot of fun to
see
that
amount
outdoors. Of people that are out and about enjoying the great outdoors.
Yep.
Thank you so
awesome.
Much.
Thanks for having us
Thank
today.
You.
Thanks, Lori.
Yeah, thanks, you guys.
Looking forward to a great summer with PRT.